The city of Charlotte will need to come up with more money for transit projects, Mayor Dan Klodfelter said during his State of the City speech this morning. The city has proposed future extension of the streetcar and possible rail and bus lines to the north and southeast. But Klodfelter says the state won't support those projects as it has in the past. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Here's how it's worked in the past. For the Blue Line that runs through Southend and the current extension to UNC Charlotte, for instance, the city directly pays for only about a quarter of the funding. The rest comes from federal grants and state funding. But Klodfelter says he thinks both those sources are in jeopardy.
We have not yet broken the code on how we will be able to finance the remainder of the 2030 transit plan in light of the apparent withdrawal of state support and potential limitations on future federal funding.
He didn't give any specifics about why he expects a withdrawal, but it has been clear since tax revenues fell during the recession that everyone, city, state, and federal government, would have billions of dollars less to work with than they expected for future projects. By the time the Blue Line extension finishes, the city estimates current funding will only pay for maintaining what's already built. So if the city wants to build a new line from uptown to Mooresville, for instance, it'll need to find new revenue. After the speech, Klodfelter suggested some possible ways to find it.
I didn't want to get too far out in front of the council on this, but
he mentioned a regional program in South Carolina.
They had a local revenue stream that was specially identified for specific transportation projects. Everybody bought into it.
However they find it, new revenue typically comes from new taxes. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.